Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, what up? It's Donut, and you tuned in to All You Illuminati News. Something strange dropped worldwide. We got an exclusive, amazing show for you today. Super excited, as we did just launch the Illuminati comic, just dropped today. Got full funding within 3 minutes of its release. Super excited about that. Click those links below. I'm joined by Paranoid American and Miriam B. Lady. Make sure to smash the like button as we start the show.
What up? It's Donut. The Illuminati comic dropped worldwide. Get your Illuminati comic today about the Bavarian Illuminati exposing the infamous secret society. It's a chit track Illuminati comic. Make sure to go back this project. We were fully funded in 3 minutes.
Learn about the full history of the Bavarian Illuminati. Adam Weishaupt, Alumbrados, Jesuits, Rosicrucians, Freemasons, and more.
We got early bird access today only. If you subscribe today, you get a massive discount anywhere in the world. Massive. The digital deluxe tier. Get the digital copy plus an add-on private video presentation. Get the black and white chit track Illuminati comic, or get it in color. I would get it in color because this is banging. Learn all the secrets. And the Donut VHS box. Get the early bird special. This ends today. These sell out so quickly. Very, very popular. And it's the first time ever we're doing them worldwide with the Illuminati comic. Massive discounts today only. Click that link below. The Illuminati street team. Become part of the street team. Get a bunch of these comics and slang them. You can make a bunch of money. You can make your money back and profit. If you got a store, you can sell them out of your store. Or just hand them out. Leave them at the library. Join the Illuminati street team. Or if you a big baller like that and you want to be part of the Illuminati Yacht Club, that's for the big ballers right there who want to join the Illuminati Yacht Club. I mean, that's that official, like a referee whistle pledge right there. So click that link below. This is the Illuminati comic. Sign up right now. Reserve your spot. Much love and God bless you.
God bless you.
That's right. It's the Illuminati comic from Donut and Paranoid American. Get yours now at IlluminatiComic.com.
Woo-wee. Yeah.
It's the secrets.
That was amazing. Miriam.
Congrats, guys. Congrats. Looks great. So I'd love to ask what inspired this or how long you've been working on it.
Oh, we did the math. It's like 40 years of combined obsession into this topic. So that's what went into this, about 40 years.
Awesome. Yeah.
Thank you for asking. Well, it's been a year of working on it. We got funded in the first 3 minutes. And everybody, please go back this project. Get the early bird access. We got all the different stuff up right now. But we are joined by B-Lady Miriam today.
Special appearance on YouTube.
Yeah, if y'all don't know who B-Lady is, she's a documentary filmmaker. Did The Vanishing of the Bees. Did I pronounce it right? I don't always
get Vanishing of the Bees. I'm an investigative journalist that used to be with the mainstream before I got ousted. And I'm also the director of The Real Timeline, which is about Operation George Floyd, where I purchased all the footage from the United States government. And I have honeycolony.com, which is a magazine and marketplace to inspire people, empower people to live their best life.
Thank mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got those links down below as well, so make sure to go subscribe.
I gotta ask ahead of time, are we out of the clear with the bees yet, or is it getting worse?
No, it's getting worse, because it's not, you know, it's systemic all over the world. And these neonics, they're organophosphate, they're not organophosphates, they get embedded in the seed, and then the bees take it back to their hive. And really, the problem is, you know, just big ag, big pharma, big farming, big everything. Why do you ask? I saw in your poster you had the honeycomb. What was that about?
Oh, well, yeah, we got this one right here.
Yeah.
Zoom into that thing, man. That thing is awesome.
We had to bring it up and talk about it a little bit, because the bee symbolism is important, right? Here's Beyonce, yes. the queen bee, right? Beyonce. It's Beyonce. And the Wu-Tang Killer Bees as well, as there's 9 original members, just like there's 9 original Knights Templars. So these symbols aren't evil or bad or anything, but right. It goes directly with our comic. So this is in the comic.
Nice.
Because the Illuminati comic, that's the name of the Illuminati before they changed their name. It was the Perfectibolist and the Order of the Bees and Illuminati.
The Order of the Bees?
That's correct. What it used to be called. Yeah.
That was their first name before they started workshopping it a little bit.
When was, like, what year was that?
1774, 5, 6.
Thank you for telling me that. I want to say, you know, I know that the Masons adopted the hive and hive mind. So with everything, all of these symbols, right, they take something pure and they invert it. And did you know that the honeybees have a link with Jupiter?
Oh, really?
Yeah. The honeybee was, the fable goes, went to Jupiter and said, I'm sick of people taking my honey. Would you protect me? And then Jupiter tasted the honey and said it was worthy, but was insulted and said, you know, you can either live a life where you give your honey, your love freely, or you become stingy and you sting and you die. And so, you know, because a honeybee will die, it's not in her best interest to sting. So that's the story. And you probably know, like, the power of Jupiter and Jupiter's symbology.
Oh, big time. Jupiter is symbolized as the oak tree. We were showing Oakland and its tree symbolism in our last show. And Elon in Hebrew means oak tree. And I think that the oak tree is where we get the AOK symbol. It's just an anagram that people throw up. Jupiter, astrologically, whenever we get these alignments, it expands whatever's going on, according to the astrologers. But I didn't know that bees were connected to Jupiter. That's really
And if you've watched Jupiter Rising, which became ascending in the Mandela effect, I looked up newspapers.com and I found a listing of Jupiter Rising. But the bees, you know, I have bees landing on me. Bees know truth, and bees are associated with royalty. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the scene where, she, you know, on the surface, look like a maid, but she's a galactical queen that's, you know, come here to save humanity. And I think also I recently had a Kundalini awakening. And so I raised my frequency and realized, like, I was looking at how to escape the matrix and even watch the Truman Show again. And then realize there's no glitch to escape the matrix. The way to do it is to rise above, and that we can raise our frequency. But there's so many attacks with music, with everything, to keep us vibing down with the food and the poisons. It's a great movie.
Yeah, our friend Tommy Truthful loves this movie, and he'd be breaking it down all the time. But you're right, Jupiter, the bees, this movie, Channing Tatum. I'm going to have to watch it again. I named my cat.
Do you remember it being called Jupiter Rising, or anyone in the audience?
Anyone in the audience?
Remember it being called Jupiter Rising. I don't remember it.
Oh, this is a wrong movie?
No, it's the right movie. It's just a Mandela effect where some people thought it was. I remembered it as Jupiter Rising.
It is Jupiter Rising, no?
No, it's Jupiter Ascending now.
This must be another film, but maybe
it's not another film. I promise.
Cats and dogs living together.
I did a whole Jupiter,
no, it is. It is. This is the movie. It wasn't a Mandela effect.
Yes.
Look at this. It pops up Jupiter Ascending. And look up here. I got to give a shout out to our boy Paranoid American. It's Veterans Day, and he's a veteran. Yeah. So thank you for your service. Thank you
for your service.
You're welcome. I did it for you.
We appreciate you here. On the Donut Factory. Thank you, Paranoid, that we could talk about all this wild stuff.
It was the ultimate undercover mission. I had to go all the way into the belly of the beast to see what the hell was going on.
Right. I hear you. I've done similar, similar too. I mean, I did plant medicine after the Kundalini awakening, and I was told you graduated. You didn't whore out your soul like most people, and now you're not focusing on the inverted matrix anymore. I'm very interested in the occult and how they co-opted the cosmos, basically, right? Because we come from the stars. That's why I'm wearing stars. And to remind people of their divinity. And it's really like if you think of the Matrix movie, when Neo goes in to see the Oracle, what's above her door? Nothi seton, know thyself. So it's not about looking outside. It's about looking inside. But your work is very important so people understand how they've co-opted these symbols, right?
Yes.
We're taking them back.
Yeah, that's right.
And also, with these symbols, we go over it. I'm just so excited that we crashed through the goal. Let's get this stretch goal. Paranoid's in control of the stretch goal. So whatever.
The next one's at 15. It looks like we're on track for 15.
Okay. So our stretch goal for tonight is let's get this up to 15K. We got funded in 3 minutes. We launched the comic. And it got funded in 3 minutes.
Amazing.
Amazing. Amazing. And we got, it seems like the most popular one that is going on is this Illuminati Yacht Club. The Illuminati Yacht Club one has been the most popular one. So if you want to join the Illuminati Yacht Club, and the VHS box, the donut VHS box, will be released over here on the Illuminati comic. A lot of people are picking that up. But if you join the Illuminati Yacht Club, you'll get not only cool stuff, but you'll also get the VHS box. And it's going to be worldwide. So this is international now. And it looks like we got some competition.
What?
Yeah, with who's gonna win this? But can you tell us a little bit, Paranoid, about the stretch goal? Why it's important to crash through the 15, and you know, all the different tiers and this competition of Chicago, London, Atlanta. Who's gonna win?
I mean, we already killed it because today I saw the project floating to the top of the front page of Kickstarter. Every once in a while you would refresh it and they would be suggesting it for their comics, but the next big thing is to keep triggering their little algorithm and get an editor's pick, and that's what gets it in front of the normies. So I mean, I don't even know what else we can be doing better. I think we're killing it. I think everyone is crushing it and helping us make this thing huge, because I don't know if either of us were expecting for it to blow up this big this fast within the first couple hours.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be absolutely amazing. And
there's reasons to help get over these little goals, too. If you go to that stretch goals on the left, it'll show you exactly. Oh, okay. Yeah, so, like, we already blew past the 1776 stretch goal. And then the one after that was 25. By the time I got to update this, we had already blown through all three of them. So what that means, though, is that anyone at all that gets a comic book of any kind printed, you're going to get an extra sticker and a trading card. And as soon as we blow through 15K, everyone's getting another art print. And the art print are these Where's Waldo scenes. And we showed a preview of one yesterday that was like on a yacht. We're going to have another completely different one. It's got just as much detail if we get to 15, and that'll be included in everyone's order. And we're going to end up making a sticker sheet that's got like Illuminati Yacht Club theme. Chan will be on it. Donut will be on it. We'll have like some Illuminati members on it. It'll be like an exclusive sticker sheet that won't exist outside of this particular campaign. So those are the reasons to keep pushing us through. And, yeah, and you showed the city list where everyone was coming from. I do feel that maybe the top three cities, we could do a deep dive on like the conspiracies pertaining to those particular cities. So like right now it's Chicago, London, and Atlanta. Or maybe we do it per continent. So maybe it's like we would do Chicago, Edmonton, Perth. And if Melbourne wants to get up there, then you got to like get some more people you know in Melbourne to beat out Perth. Unless Perth is better than Melbourne. I don't know.
Well, thank you for explaining that. So that totally makes sense. And we got to get through it. We also got Illuminati Street Team. So if you want to get a bunch of these comics, you can get the Early Bird Special by going there today. You get the Early Bird Special where there's the massive discount. So go do it. Go click those links down below. And thank you, everybody, for your support in getting us up to the number 8 spot on Kickstarter today. So thank you so much.
Yeah,
isn't that cool? You know how it is, Miriam, because you be
I'm a censored person, just so your audience knows. Ben from Venmo, Vimeo, PayPal, GoFundMe, Instacart, Airbnb, Amazon, smeared on NBC, persecuted by the government. Definitely no, not average, not cookie cutter. So they've targeted me. And I also, for instance, it's going to be the year anniversary of Derek Chauvin getting shanked. And I have a world exclusive from the FBI informant. I haven't discussed it anywhere. I'm the only one who knows what the weapon was. And just to tell your audience, you know, John Tursak is the name of the informant. He said that he did it on Black Friday, but he's an OG. And they sent Derek to a prison where cartel members and gang leaders are. So to me, it's like they fed him to the wolves and socially engineered the whole thing. And in truth, this FBI informant embarrassed the FBI. He got signed on as an informant, but he embarrassed them and didn't rat his Mexican cartel faction. So nobody knows that. And I wrote to the prison and they said, oh, there's a conspiracy theorist who directed a movie on bees, but don't bother with a psycho groupie. And then I wrote to him again, and the lawyer said, oh, you'd love this one. She'd be a great pen pal. In this photo, she has bees all over her. And when he found out my name, he converted to Islam, even though he's Czech Mexican. He said that's the holiest of holy names, and he had prayed for a journalist with courage. So anyway, it's going to be a year on Black Friday that Derek got shanked. And the irony is he got punctured in the lungs and he was in the hospital. And guess what he said? Yeah, I can't breathe.
Hmm. And so Zing. You have, I'm sorry, Paranoid, go ahead.
I was just saying Zing. It's like the ultimate.
Oh, right? Well, yeah, that is strange. That is weird. I got a bunch of strange anomalies of things happening on certain days.
Today is
November 11th, so it's 9/11. It's Nov is 9, right? But it's 11 now, so it's 11/11. And some date that I'm looking out for is this connection. This is going to be kind of all over the place, Miriam.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There's this code, kind of like we saw with your documentary on, I don't even want to say the guy's name because of the algorithms, but
sorry if I said DC, you could say for the
officer. But how long he stood on his neck was like the same amount of time the towers
took. Yeah. And in the end, that was a fallacy. I'm the world's leading expert on that operation, and they covered up my documentary where I bought all the footage from the United States government as a badass journalist. And it's on My Movies Plus. It's called The Real Timeline. It was edited by Sean Hibbler, who did Old World Order and who's an amazing editor. But in the end, it came out that that was not the correct time. And they actually said, oh, it's a formality. Meanwhile, people are wearing face diapers with eight, with that number on, you know, right?
Well, so it doesn't have to be the exact time, but it's what the media shows is what I've noticed. That's what they want to see. So on 9/11, today's 9/11, but on September, the towers collapsed at 10:28, which is the 128 code. The bridge collapsed at 1:28 in the morning. So it's this 128 code that me and the audience have been investigating this pattern recognition. On January 28th, a bridge collapsed, which is 128. And November 28th is where Thanksgiving falls on, which is 128, 1128.
And when this you said the 1-1-2 or the bridge collapsing, that's crazy. Just on a pun on the name, because 128 can also cause an overflow in computer science.
Okay. What does that mean?
Well, just like an overflow is when you try to put too much information into a certain chunk of like data or memory space.
So it's a code like 404?
No, because certain types of integers only go to 127, 0 through 127. So if you try and stuff the number 128 into one of these registers that can't handle that, it causes something called an overflow. And those are the types of things where your computer just restarts. Just basically violated some law of electricity at sort of like a smaller magnetic level. But when you said bridge collapse and overflow, I just thought like between the two, there was like a Jordan Maxwell playing jazz there.
It's like some weird source code. And also in gematria, the numeral value of the word bridge collapse equals 128. And this is the thing. Is we were looking out for the Eiffel Tower, something to do with that, the collapse, because was created on this 128 code. Let me see.
Use Yandex? Because I gave up on Google long time ago. And it's ironic.
What is it called?
Yandex. It's a Russian browser, as someone who's covered techno-fascism. Yeah, Yandex.
YAMD. Okay, I'll check it out. Yes. I
have heard of it. And it has it's basically Google Classic that you could find stuff that you cannot find on Google.
Yeah, Google, you can't find nothing on Google or Wikipedia. It's all just corrupted. And everybody, we just crashed through over 1,000 people. We're at almost 1,200. We're streaming all over the place. We're streaming on Twitter, Rumble, YouTube, Facebook. So smash that like button, and thank you so much, everybody, for helping us, supporting us. You drop the Illuminati comic, and we crashed through the goal in 3 minutes. We got it totally funded in 3 minutes, and our next stretch goal is 15,000. So please click the link below and get all your Illuminati news. I remind everybody every time we pass through 1,000, Miriam.
Yeah, of course.
You got to remind them to smash the like button.
Smash it.
It works. It absolutely works.
Yeah, when I first started doing YouTube, everyone in the comment was like, stop saying that. And you're saying button wrong. And I don't know what they're talking about. I say button.
I don't know either.
They say button wrong.
I say it with a British accent. Like that subscribe button, like press like.
Crikey, smash that.
Like Russell Brand, the new face of freedom.
I think Russell Brand's going to shave his hair.
Really?
I think
he's got and then do this about it. And show his 33, but he's a Christian now.
Is he joining the 4B movement? Is that what's happening?
What is
the 4? Oh, you don't know about the 4B movement.
No, what is
This is something that you should know, right? The bee lady.
Tell me, what is it? I'm ready.
The 4B movement is in South Korea. They are not going to sleep with guys anymore because of Trump election. And it moved on to America now. So it's this big movement. So no more.
No more sex.
No more sex.
Well, it's called 4B because the 4Bs represent words in Korean, but they translate. The first one is no dating men. The second one is no marrying men. The third one is no having children with men. And the fourth is no having sex with men. Those are
great transhumanist little tips there, you know, in the attack against the sexes and the attack against your own divinity. That, you know, very hard for you to learn your divinity if you don't go inside and look at your shadow and look at your own crap.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have a society full of distractions that we don't need to look at ourselves. We just constantly distracted. But it's called 4B. When I grew up, we had the 3Bs.
Oh, yeah?
Blunts, bongs, and bubblers.
I come from Canada, so we have horseshoes up our asses. Do you guys know that term? Have you heard that?
A horseshoe up your what?
Yeah, you got a horseshoe up your ass. It means you're lucky. It's an RCMP thing. It's a Canadian.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense because horseshoes are lucky.
Yeah.
So Eiffel Tower, I think that there's a lot brewing in the simulacrum of the Loosh festivals of manipulating emotions through the autonomic nervous system. This just simply means that our belief systems, which are real, you can give someone a placebo, and most of the time, it works with some things, even menstrual cycles. The placebo seems to work even with that. So belief systems are real and they are stored in our nervous system through this autonomic nervous system through imprinting. And that's where religion comes in, or nationality, or music, or you like a certain team or a band. When you're young, Aristotle, I believe, said, show me the child at seven, I'll show you the man. Whatever we write in our journal at seven, we go, same shit we write today as grown-ups, because the imprinting process. And
well, how about if you're aware? Can you bypass that if you have self-awareness?
I think so, but I mean, it's different than brainwashing. Like brainwashing, you can kind of snap out of. Like a lot of the MK Ultra projects didn't work. I talked to some Canadian patriots, Cynthia Chung's work. She's incredible. She was telling us about how the MK Ultra projects failed because people with strong beliefs, they weren't able to break. So imprinting is very hard to break, but it's possible. I'm sure, but it's not easy.
With the MK Ultra, I did a show. I have a show called Truth Lives Here on Rockfin and Rumble, and I did a show on a film called Splintering Babylon, and it looks at the MK Ultra and how they compartmentalize and how they use, for instance, drug addicts in order to program them. So someone might be a drug addict and think like, why, you know, I'm not targeted, but that's bullshit. They actually go after to test on them, you know,
because they're also because they're unreliable. So if they were to try and tell someone about it, they wouldn't be concerned because they could just say this person's a drug addict. And if they've got a legal history being a drug addict, then they're sort of the perfect patsy always.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paranoid knows a lot about this MK Ultra. I know a little bit about it.
One of the glaring patterns with a drug addict is unreliability. Is that it?
I'm in recovery, and if you're under the influence and you have an obsession of the mind, it's a sickness. It's a disease. It's not that the person's a bad person.
I know. Yeah.
It's an obsession. But it's uncontrollable. It's an obsession of the mind. So if you're going to be irresponsible, yeah, because that comes first. It will come above everything else. Yeah.
To be fair, drug addicts can be incredibly reliable if it's about getting drugs or if it's about disappointing you. Like those two things, they will be incredibly consistent. Like you can set your watch.
Yeah, there's a lot of functioning.
And what if there is a spiritual awakening, but they're still wrestling with demons? Because then also years of drug affects the brain chemistry. I mean, definitely, I'm a functional medicine coach, so I would test their neurotransmitters. I'm not one to like throw spaghetti on the wall. I like to have data. But there are ways with nootropics, but it takes time. Also, plant medicine. I don't know if you did that. Did you do any plant medicine?
Oh, a long time ago.
Okay, because let's say someone like Russell might look at that as being a substance, but it's not. It's a medicine. Now with MAPS, you know, they're going to legalize MDMA, which, by the way, was used in therapy in the 70s. And now they're going to legalize it. But what they're doing is taking these plant medicines and then GMOing them and co-opting them too. Psilocybin. You know what I'm saying? Like there was
I think that this whole like push for the microdosing is to reset the autonomic nervous system to bring in the new belief system. Yeah. So like the shamans, they would do this like stuff with the different combo and what other stuff, because it was able, that's one way that people were able to reset this belief system patterning.
Yeah.
And I think that there, of course, there's like spiritual stuff with other like cultures or whatever. Me, I don't touch anything at all. But what I think's going on is not popular, what I say, but I think that it's being pushed by big institutions.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, they had in Miami last year a psychedelic conference and everybody was microdosing. And think about, I don't know if any of you saw the remake of Brave New World on Peacock Channel, but it's like Papa Soma.
Yeah, exactly.
Papa
Soma.
Just pop it. So that's where we are moving towards, and people don't realize that. It's unfortunate because everything can be, you know, abused, and plant medicine, like you even see these gurus. Hi, kitty. Hi, little kitty. Who's that?
That's Channing Tatum.
Really?
Yeah. Channing Tatum.
I still miss having a cat, but they just put out, I think, on Indiegogo, on a kitty throne to train the kitty, because I don't want toxoplasmosis. I don't want to deal with litter. Personally, I've done a deep dive on parasites. So that's the reason why I've had cats all my life. I so miss them. I come from a cat planet, I think.
You're the bee lady. I'm the cat lady.
I have cat.
Or I'm a rational cat man.
You know, if a man doesn't like cats, you have to wonder if he likes women. I have a little litmus test. Seriously, if they don't like cats, you better ask twice.
That's hilarious. You hear that, everybody?
I would up that and just say if a person doesn't like mammals in general, then they're a little bit suspect.
Sure.
Reptiles I can get. I can understand if they don't like reptiles, they don't like snakes or spiders or something, but even just mammals in general.
Since we're on the topic of animals, we're going to go to our new
question.
Great segue.
I'm gonna play the new segue clip, and we're going to go right into the new segue of our new, what is it called?
Segue? We'll play it. We'll find out what it's called. The 24 found, 18 still missing. There was a total of 43 originally that had escaped. So we're gonna keep track of it. It is out of a movie. It's actually out of a number of movies, and none of those movies end very great. So they'll just leave. Hopefully, it stays in fiction. But we're gonna keep everyone tracked and up to date on exactly how many monkeys are being found.
I'll take a moment to honor the monkeys that Elon has butchered, like 1,500. They were doing experiments in California, and they raided. There was a nonprofit group for responsible medicine, and they did an investigation. And then Elon took all the monkeys and, you know, had his own private lab. But many animals have died operating, putting these chips in there. But now we have the first human, and it's FDA approved. Welcome to the age of Aquarius, folks, right? You must talk about Pluto exiting my sign in Capricorn at 3:39 EST. I can't wait. Yeah, there you go.
I've
written about this.
Musk Neuralink faces federal inquiry after killing 1,500 animals in testing. And most recently, he came out publicly and said they were kidnapping mammals in the ocean and putting headphones on them and playing loud sonic booms. What the heck?
They also have Makai monkeys. They have a whole farm, and they grow them to be test animals. Of course, we are also test animals now, but yeah. So there's a whole industry of the Makai monkeys. Are they Makai that escaped?
Reese's.
Yeah, mostly Reese's.
Reese's.
This particular lab, they were all Asian monkeys. They had three different main types of monkeys, but Reese's were the main ones for this one.
Yeah, so we're gonna keep everybody updated on the monkeys, though. This is a great segment, but that's what it was called, a segment. I couldn't figure out what it was. What were you gonna say, B-Lady? Sorry.
I was gonna ask if you've covered anything about Pluto. And it exited after it's been in Capricorn. And I have six planets in Capricorn, alas. So it's been in Capricorn since 2008, and it times in. I suspect that maybe on November 19th, crypto might peak. What do you think?
Okay. Thank you for bringing up this topic. It's a topic I wanted to bring up as Bitcoin keeps hitting all-time highs, as it just hit 88,000, 89,000. Wow. Yeah. So last time it went up to 69. So if you look at like the royal arch at the top is Cancer. It's the 69 astrological sign of Cancer. Then it goes down. So Bitcoin went up to 69 and went down. So I have a feeling that it will go to 96. And go down. I don't know anything, though.
That's interesting. I mean, you know, how is it that we know? I mean, I guess it's obvious under Trump that it's going to go up. And wow, that's interesting. They've just temporarily disabled my trading capabilities on Coinbase. Why is that?
Well, it's probably who knows why. There could be a bunch of reasons.
Coinbase is temporarily unavailable. Our servers are busy. Isn't that scary? Looking into it and expect our usual service to return soon.
So it also makes me think, I'm going to Google Coinbase. I'll look at my Coinbase too and see if
please do. Please fucking do. Excuse me, my language. But that is
Coinbase is pretty I'm not going to talk.
I know, but I'm
it just says that mine needs an update, but mine's working. So you're probably fine. You probably just need to update something because mine's
working. What do you mean? I have Coinbase Advanced.
I don't know. I don't really go on it anymore or look at it.
I do all cold storage at this point. I've had too many bad experiences with centralized exchanges.
Yeah, it's all kind of wild. But so why November 19th?
Why? Because that is when Pluto exits Capricorn at 3:39 Eastern.
Okay, because I'm just saying that this is
a guess.
Yeah, no, it's kind of in line with what I'm looking at for a big massive ritual. The November 18th is the 3-2-2 day of the year, and November 17th, since it's a leap year, will be the 3-2-2 day of the year. And there's going to be this meteor shower that's rare, that happens every 33 years, happening on the 3-2-2 day, just a few days after the full moon.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one, with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wow. So yeah, we saw the sacrifice of Peanut the squirrel on the new moon. On so
can I
when?
Say a couple of things about Peanut?
Yeah. R.I.P.
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 No.
One, there is Zach Voorhees told me, the Google whistleblower told me that an NYPD officer said that there was no euthanizing the squirrel. And I don't know if it was a big psyop since it went viral, but I can say my thought is that they want to send a message that you can't make all that money, especially off of a rodent, you know, in the world that we're heading to. I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, that's interesting.
I was watching that I did a show, Have Pets Become Smarter Than Humans? And I was showing all these like mind-blowing animal videos, and Peanut was one of it. Dude, the squirrel had sprinkle parties. The squirrel had arguably a better life than I do, and was being fed organic watermelon, and it's just, it was very sad. Oh my God.
Well, all right, Peanut.
It was definitely a ritual. We broke it down over here. Yeah. So it happened on No Nut November. The guy's an OnlyFans. His legs are always open, showing down there. It was definitely a psychological ritual for sure. First, they come for the squirrels.
That's why they call it a surprise in the October surprise. Like you can never predict what the heck it's going to be. No one would have in a million years been like, all right, this year's October surprise is that the cops are going to raid someone's house and take out a squirrel. You'd be like, that's silly.
So you think that the couple is in on it and that
no.
They're like, listen, no.
No, I doubt it.
No, I do not. Those are genuine tears. He lost his
friend. She looked like she was, I mean, they took her baby away. Did you ever watch Peanut before? I mean, did you watch this amazing squirrel? So
not
small?
Before, but day of, I think I ingested like 2 hours of Peanut.
Impressive, no?
Yeah, I like Peanut. I think everybody likes Peanut. Peanut's amazing.
So what can you share about Pluto and its symbology?
Okay.
The fact that it's
so
leaving.
Pluto is connected to the Biden ruler of, it's connected to Scorpio and Hades, and Biden is the Biden. It's connected to Biden. I think Biden will be going through the massive ritual on November 17th. November 15th or a day after, a day before or that day, just these full moon rituals. I think there's sacrifices too connected with it. I think it's going to be connected to Biden. And I also think that what I was talking about, the autonomic nervous system. So this Luge festival is happening right now, getting everybody all like emotionally manipulated into feeling something. So right now, there's a lot of crazy stuff happening over in Europe right now, in the Middle East right now. And there's going to be a big soccer game in Paris. And I think that that's setting up something for the ritual, for the 1-2-8 ritual of the Eiffel Tower because the Eiffel Tower was created on January 28th, 128. I thought it was going to collapse on the Olympics.
Why do you think the Eiffel Tower, what, you just suspecting that that's going to be the target?
I think so, because, but I was wrong last time. I said, I thought the Eiffel Tower was going to go through some sort of ritual during the Olympics, and it didn't, but I still have that thought because this 128 code Eiffel Tower was built on January 28th. And we got a bunch of other stuff as well in research that points to, if it's not this year, maybe it's in 100 years from now or something. I don't know. But like, there's something up with this code. It's wild. It's wild. It's schizo a little bit, but it's also there. It's pattern recognition, and it's right there. Yeah.
I mean, it's important. Pattern recognition. I mean, I do that in my research and investigations, and it's about looking at those little details and connecting the dots, for sure.
Shout out to Eric Abu, donated $2. And everybody, make sure to go subscribe. We're joined by the Bee Lady, Miriam. Make sure to go subscribe. I got her links down below. Go to that Twitter. Yeah, she's amazing. And she's very spicy. So there's a lot of topics that we can't talk about because we're on YouTube that she dives deep in that I think y'all really, really enjoy. Make sure to go subscribe to Paranoid American as well. Paranoid American got all of his links down below. And also smash that like button. We're almost past 2,000 people.
Wow.
We got about 1,500 up in here.
Oh, right as you said that, we just hit 14K on the Illuminati comic.
Oh, okay, good. So we just hit the 14K on the Illuminati comic. Illuminati comic. Our stretch goal is hitting 15,000.
144.
Yes. 144. So go to the Illuminati comic, and I got all those links down below. Let's get it past the stretch goal. Where is that at? Right here. Stretch goal. Right when we launched it. 3 minutes. It was fully funded. We were trying to get 1776. We fully funded it in 3 minutes. 2,500 was the next one. 5,000 was the next one. So 15,000 is the next stretch goal. Let's get it up there. And then once people do this, everybody who buys a tier gets extra goodies. So it's hooking everybody up by supporting it, getting it past that stretch goal. Yeah.
Can we shout out
my show?
You go. Sorry, what were you saying, Miriam?
I'm sorry. I shared my show on Rumble. Truth Lives Here, and I did a recent episode with Donut.
Yes.
If people go to honeycolony.com, that they can use. Thank you for pulling that. They can use TLH15. But yeah, I think if you scroll down, the show is.
Look right there. That was a fire show.
It was a fire show. It was awesome.
It did good on views too. I mean, I got more views than Jeff Berwick. I mean, come on. I was there for a while.
Starting beef right now.
shout out to Jeff. No, I've interviewed Jeff. Jeff's a great guy. I've interviewed him multiple times. He gave me a shout out on his last show, and that's, I emailed awesome. Him. Yeah, I'm a huge fan. Obviously, like he's been in the game forever. I've interviewed him at Freedom Fest back in 2015. I hung out with him at different crypto events because I used to be a video production guy for AMTV, Christopher Green, Bitcoin Rich. And here's my favorite. Oh my gosh, I got a man crush on Matt Arrett. I love Matt Arrett.
Yeah.
Matt Arrett's my favorite. Him, his wife, his whole team.
They're also from Montreal, Canada.
Yeah, they're the Canadian Patriots that I know out there.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I saw your stream with him. You guys were all about French Canada, and then you guys were speaking in French, and I was like, what the heck? How do people know different languages? That's crazy.
I haven't been to Commie Canada since the Rona regime.
Well, Max says that Canada doesn't exist. It's a mythology. It's just the British Empire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. And when I learned that MK Ultra had a big presence in Montreal and McGill, yeah. Because I used to wonder,
just look at Canada's money, and it'll show you that it's a mythology.
Right. 72 cents now?
Well, it's the queen right there.
Yeah.
Paranoid American, I got to let my cat outside. Can you tell us a little bit more about this comic and these stretch goals? And I'm going to be right back. Just my cat is meowing. I got to let him.
Chan, well, we've got, even if you're watching this and you don't have a way to support, or you already supported, or for any other reason, there's another thing you can do to back us. And we're looking for fan art to be contributed. So if you want to draw like a donut with an all-seeing eye in it, or an Illuminati dolphin, or like a little Illuminati yacht club lifesaver. We've got a whole bunch of different challenges that we're trying to get people to create all these different fan arts. And once we start getting people submitting them, we'll show them on these nightly shows. And as soon as we get 20 of a certain type of category, like if once we get, if you keep going down here, at the very, very bottom of, right there. So these are all the different fan arts that we're looking people to submit to us.
Yeah, so if somebody draws the fan art and sends it in, so we got like an Illuminati dolphin fan art or Illuminati cat fan art, they send
and
it
once
in.
Once we get 20 people that send in, 20 different people that send in different fan arts in these topics, it'll unlock some kind of exclusive content that we'll be dropping based on those topics for the fan art.
That's amazing. That's incredible. Wow. Wow. Well, thank you, Paranoid. My cat, he just gets crazy. I gotta let him out. But I think something's brewing for this Paris thing for sure. And also with Bitcoin and everything, there's some news articles coming out, but Warren Buffett been acting strange all year long. His stock glitched at 666, and then he sold most of his cash, most of his holdings in Bank of America, and he's holding dry powder of like 900 million or something like that, as if he knows something. And this is in the Wall Street Journal. Does Warren Buffett know something that we don't? He does not like Bitcoin, so he's been absolutely wrong about it. His favorite food is burgers, and his best friend is the largest farm owner of America. So that's what I'm looking at. Here's some interesting articles. There was a something going on in a plane.
Damn, Spirit Airlines, too? That's like a commercial flight.
Yeah, Spirit.
There's bees right there. You missed swarms buzzing. Go
back. Right here is UFO swarms feeling buzzing. Oh yeah, it's the bee UFO. Here, I'll play a clip of that.
Yeah. See. Yeah.
So this happened last year in Las Vegas on 1121. I've seen they're blinking, you know. I've looked through military grade goggles in Sedona.
Yeah.
They have like a UFO hunting tour where you can go look at UFOs with these like green goggles. And you see them, they're like flying up there. It's really weird. I don't know what they are, so they're unidentified flying objects.
These are just like satellites.
Yeah, that looked like a big nothing.
That would be the perfect cover though, wouldn't it?
Of course.
It could be. Just the Daily Mail is just like, I don't think people
take it. It's a Tavistock publication. Did you know that?
Really?
Lord Northcliffe. Yeah. And that was the publication that dropped the footage of the body-worn footage of GF. And I was like, it dropped in August, and I was like, I'm going to go in and see who wrote the story. Well, as grace of God would have it, I used to feed vapid gossip, Hollywood gossip, to In Touch magazine, and it was the same guy. So I called him up, and I didn't tell him anything about political leanings. And I said about Soros and the BRICS, and he's like, "What is it with all you conservatives caring about George Soros? He's a businessman." And he just, hung up. But then I said to myself as I was studying Tavistock, I'm like, "Huh, I wonder if the Daily Mail has any connections." And I found out Lord Northcliffe was one of, the early generators of so the Daily Mail is a propaganda outfit.
What is it with you B ladies and the Tavistock Institute?
It's just a B-lady organization who covers the Tavistock. It's central. It's the Intel script writers.
So Lord Nork, I don't know anything about this, but I know that from talking to David Goslin recently, another Canadian patriot, he was bringing up how no one brings up the Five Eyes. Like that never gets brought up. And I've never heard, so I'll go do a deep dive on Alfred. Is this him? Maybe not.
No, I don't know what,
Okay. Like yeah.
I don't think that's Lord Northcliffe. And,
it could be though.
The Viscount, maybe, but why does it say, I saw another name. Oh, there you go. Well, yeah.
Right here. Owner of the Daily Mail.
Alfred Harmsworth.
Yeah, they'd be changing.
They'd be changing those names.
They'd be changing them names.
When did he become Lord? Lord Northcliffe.
Yeah, so this guy is connected to the Tavistock Institute.
Yes. Well, absolutely. What isn't connected to Tavistock?
Right.
For realsies. People are commenting on my cool hair.
Yeah, your hair is cool.
Thank you. What can you tell me? I don't know if you noticed that I'm wearing 333.
Uh-huh. I didn't notice. 333.
Yeah. And I saw someone, Cosmic Samurai 333, just join my channel. And I have like a connection with this number. Of course, in my book, I've bolded all the 33s. And I talk about the cornerstone ritual, which I'm sure you've covered the cornerstone ritual. Well, we've talked about it, maybe. It's your birthday? Maybe. Are you a Scorpio?
I'm a Pisces, addicted to Nikes.
So it's not your birthday, but it's going to be 11:11 in 6 minutes here in Florida. I'm in Florida, too, if anyone's out there. I knew to move to the safest place in the country. Right before the elections, I'm like, get me the F out of South Beach.
We got a bunch of Florida friends.
I'm a Florida man, 20 years and growing.
Where are you?
I'm in Orlando.
Okay, I'm in West Palm. I'm like seriously, go outside my house and I turned out that I moved right outside a building that says 333. And I'm close to to Trump, which is arguably the safest place to be, I think.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. We're safe wherever we go.
That's nice. I like that.
Let's see what else I got, because I know my computer's acting a little weird.
You guys talked about Mar-a-Lago, the meaning of Mar-a-Lago. I found that awesome.
Yeah.
The Golden Age?
I know that the Mars, like, it's connected to the water. It's like a water, right?
Well, it means, in French, it means ocean. Mer. Mer also means mother. Yeah.
When we did a whole show on the Novus Ordo Seclorum, which is the ushering in of a new golden age, and that was tweeted from Mar-a-Lago, and everyone knows that everything that Trump likes to touch, he just makes it gaudy with gold, right?
Look at the bee right here. It looks like a bee.
Yeah, it does. Is it with a crown?
It looks like a crown and a bee. And so this fight's happening on the full moon.
You know, Tyson tried to pick me up in a cafe. He was with his sponsor.
Who?
Mike Tyson.
Oh, that's tight. Mike Tyson. He's going to win.
And when is this supposed to happen now?
This is happening on the 15th. We're going to do a whole show.
Oh, okay. In just 4 days.
Really? Oh, perfect. On the full moon of Taurus. Wow.
Yeah, it's a full moon. It's going to be wild. It's going to be a wild. We're going to cover it. Jake Paul got the Sampaku eyes. So it's this new theory I got on predicting fights. And we'll see if it comes out to be true. This is a new building they're building, the Big Ben skyscraper.
Wow. Where? Whoa.
They are going to build it. New York. Mm. Yeah.
Wow, that looks precarious.
Well, this way the next plane can just fly right through the middle.
Well, does it go in line? Did you cover the portals that they've been putting up? And then my friend Sky, who's a fan of your show, said that the star forts are all portals, but they're not activated.
Oh, shout out to Sky. Thank you.
Shout out to Sky.
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the portal in New York where people...
Yeah, they put a couple of them. There was like some weird TikTok videos. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one yet. Yeah, that one I haven't seen actually. The ones I saw was in like a hilly park. It looks like is it a mirror?
I have no idea, but I know someone got in trouble.
What the portals? No, they're not right here. It's a camera that's behind a screen, and they set them up in two completely different cities. So someone in New York will be like looking into this portal, but it's really a screen that's doing a live stream of like Dublin and vice versa, and they can like dynamically switch which portals are connected to which cities.
Portal reopens after bad behavior. What kind of bad behavior?
People were
flashing it, yeah.
People
flashing it?
Yep.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
It is hilarious. But what do you think about portals, or have you heard of the star forts being portals?
We go over CERN quite a bit. When I think of portals, I think of CERN, and also Crowley was really into portals as well.
Literally.
Which is like it goes into like dirty topic with him. Ooh. But yeah, we'd be looking at the portals and the symbolism of it, of Ishtar Gate with the eight-pointed star with the key. So yeah, we go over the portals a lot. Usually it was like a few years ago. It was like I was talking about it, but not lately. What do you know about it?
I mean, I believe in portals, and I think the 1111 is a portal, and I feel like I went through the 888 portal. I don't think the cosmos and the energies and the plasma, if you're able to draw the energy from it, I wonder with all the satellites and this electric fence, what it does for interference. I just know, you know, that they're hell bent on just thwarting divinity and thwarting you tapping into your own higher self and living from that place. And that's why they keep us in the lower chakras. So it's really up, and I believe in reincarnation. I was going to share, I was looking into like, when did they start psyoping time and, you know, shoving time into a watch and making it a thing. So, you know, the ancient Egyptians used to use the sundials and water. And the ancient Egyptians, if you think about all the herbs and spices and powdered gold, and it used to take 70 days to usher the soul back to the stars. And they used to literally put star maps to say, you know, I want to go to the Orion Belt, or I want to go to whichever cluster of stars. And if you consider that they replaced that with formaldehyde, it's like, yeah, pump me with formaldehyde. No, thanks. So why, you know, that's also a kiboshing. And under the Rona, we saw this changing of rituals, right? Cremation went up and people had to bury their loved ones via effing Zoom while GF got four funerals, right? So it was also a shitting on all of our rituals, you know, whether it's church, but keep the liquor stores open. But I think like looking at the release of the soul and the embalming process, you know, I went to narrate a documentary on the Ark of the Covenant years ago for TLC. And I remember I'm half Egyptian, half Greek, going into the museum and looking at these mummies under fluorescent lights in a freezing room. And I'm like, yeah, you guys did all of this because you kind of knew you were going to end up in this room, not being desecrated, no honoring of the dead. You're like under display. So, you know, we want people to think about this whole funerary process and its relationship to the soul.
Yeah.
That's all that remains when you leave people's, you know, not going to take your fucking cars. And I'm sorry, can you not swear on this show? Sorry. Materialism.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Paranoid? I mean, I look into a lot of the different the studies of this 28, right? They're calling this like the monkeys releasing like the 28 days later. That film 28 days later, they're getting that from the ancient Egyptian 28 cycles, like of the moon, of the scarab like beetle. Its birthing process is like a 28 day transformation on the back of the turtle. There's like the 28 things. So there's like a micro macrocosm to it all. It's very,
and it's 10, it's one, right? So 2 + 8.
Have you ever been to Egypt?
Yeah. I narrated a documentary for TLC on the Ark of the Covenant. I had the Great
Pyramid. Oh, so you went there.
Yeah. I had the Great Pyramid basically all to myself. We were like five people in there. They gave bashish, which is like a money for loose. And when I went to the Great Chamber, I mean, this was after my near-death experience. So I am clairaudient, clairsentient, claircognizant. And I didn't feel good vibes in the King's Chamber. And then I later found out that Crowley was doing things there. And also the Lion's Gate, the galactical new year begins in the sign of Virgo, but they psyop the stars, you know, they lied to us. So that's mine.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I've been doing Egypt. To Egypt?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Jerusalem? Have you been to Jerusalem?
I've been to Jerusalem twice when I was younger. But I didn't go to Egypt. I was lazy. My parents did. I was just getting drunk because you could drink at 14. So I was like, blah, blah, blah.
Wow, wow.
And I was on Valium as well.
Wow.
At 14. Because I was scared. I was scared. I was like, where the heck am I? Like, I hear like nothing but terrible things, like of like scary stuff happening. So I was all freaked out.
Really? Have you been to a kibbutz?
I did. I've been to a kibbutz. But I didn't. Yeah, I've been, but I didn't live on one or anything.
Do you know that before 23andMe got purchased by the late Susan Wisetsky, God, RIP, that when I did my genetics, I had Ashkenazi. I'm Egyptian Greek, but I had Northern Italian. I had 1% Finnish. And it's funny because I've gone out with two Finns, which is like how many people can say they've gone out with Finnish people, that I had 1% Finnish. But then years later, and this happened to Zach too, they took away my Judaism. I no longer appear as Ashkenazi.
That's weird. Yeah.
But it happened to Zach too. I didn't know who to. Zach told me the same thing.
Well, so, do they just kick you out and that's how that works or what?
No, when I went to look at the report, I mean, it's a long time ago, the Ashkenazi part was gone. And it's like, how did that happen? You made a mistake? What?
Wow. I grew up with the Greeks. I love the Greeks.
The Greeks are awesome.
Yeah, they're
awesome. You grew up with Greeks where?
my like second family were all Greeks. So
yeah, I grew up with the Greeks too. Did you ever go to the church?
I know the bad words. They were atheists, but they taught me. I don't know to you, but that's the dirty word you that they call me.
I mean, nobody knows, right? As long as you're going to get flagged for.
Do you know what it means?
Malakas? Yeah.
No. The dirty word that I know is skata nafas.
I know skata is just itche.
Yeah.
It's big Latin.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it's right there. It's scat. That's where the word scat comes from.
Really? Scat. Yeah, the Greeks are cool. They're tough.
How many Greeks have purchased one of the Illuminati comics, though? I didn't see them.
Yeah, let's see how them Greeks are doing. It looks like
I don't see no Greeks on there.
Yeah, where are you at, Greeks?
It looks like Australia is actually kind of killing it a little bit.
Australia always crushing it. Australia always a big supporter. The Donut Factory.
We have some supporters from Minneapolis. Good old Minneapolis. Yeah, we missed that 11/11. I wanted to commemorate, do a shout out, but
shout out to 11/11.
So Greek in the house. You have a Greek in the house. You have a Spilopoulos. Spilopoulos.
Spilopoulos. Well, Greek, Pauly. Politician, police, policy.
Many.
Here is the thing for the competition. Let's see if we pass through the goal. We got the Illuminati comic drop, and we almost passed through the goal. We're trying to get through that 15K, right? Right, Paranoid?
15, 50, you know, either one would be great.
We're trying to get past the 15K for the Illuminati comic that we just dropped. Join the Illuminati Yacht Club. That seems to be the most popular tier right now. And getting this, you get the VHS box. You get the new VHS box, which the cover has not been released yet. So help us get past through the 15,000 goal tonight. That would be great. It's part of the stretch goal. And this has been fun. I really want to beat Charlemagne the God. Charlemagne the God, he dropped an Illuminati graphic novel. Really? And this guy's mainstream Breakfast Club. He dropped his own Illuminati thing.
Did you look at it for research purposes?
I looked
at it. No, no. So his isn't.
I definitely did.
And his, what do you think?
Yeah, his
it's like a fictional thing. Like ours talks about the real Illuminati. His is a fictional take on like a hip hop artist that gets pulled. It's a little bit predictable. I'm glad that it's spreading the word, but ours is the definitive guide on the Illuminati. Right. There's really no question about it.
Yeah, we go over the real. You learn every single thing there is to know really about the Illuminati. You'd be super educated. With it, and it's fun too. We make it fun as well.
Yeah, if you guys could come on my show, could we show some of them and take people through it, and then?
Oh yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Let's. I think I'm.
Let's plan that out.
Yeah, because I only do my show once a week on Fridays at 3, but I'm looking at December. Would you be down? Patriot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Portals in Antarctica. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, portals. I believe portals are real, but it's also has to do with frequencies and, you know, the power of the heart. You know, people put so much credence, but there's a reason why they went after the heart. And it's also what connects the chakras. So if you're having some heart issues, but it's a very powerful, the resonance, the biofield of the heart, you know, to have a pure heart.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm like a heart type. I do everything with my heart, you know?
Yeah, it's important.
So We are here with Paranoid American, Miriam B. Lady. I got all their links down below. Make sure to smash that like button. Make sure to go to the IlluminatiComic.com. Help us pass the stretch goal. We funded this project with your support. Thank you so much. In 3 minutes. Oh my goodness. Absolutely incredible. And we will be streaming every single day as promised for the Illuminati comic. So we got a bunch of fun times ahead. What do y'all got to say before we sign out of here?
I would say thank you for having me. Someone asked my handle is my name on Twitter at Miriam Hinane. And I appreciate any support as a censored journalist to come check out my work. Buzz on over to honeycolony.com. My show Truth Lives Here is on Friday on Rockfin and Rumble at 3. I'm not allowed really to be on YouTube, so this is a gift. Thank you for having me. Hopefully I didn't get you in trouble. And to be kind to one another and love one another and look at yourself and take responsibility, accountability for your life. Is there anything else? Yeah, people can get a copy of my very anticipated book, Operation George Floyd. It's on miriamhinane.com/George Floyd book. So yeah, I had two publishers drop me, one for Her Life, and people are scared. And so now I'm on my third publisher. So
that's how I ended up self-publishing with that same exact problem.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a 688-page book. It's a historical book. It's a beast. So I'm praying that comes out in Christmas. Yeah, thank you guys for having me. And I will have you on to talk about Illuminati Comic.
Oh, yeah, IlluminatiComic.com. So make sure to go to the Miriam and Paranoid. What do you got for us?
Where should IlluminatiComic.com, man. That's my main focus for the next month at least. And I'm floating this idea. I don't know if we'll do it on the nightlies that we've been doing lives or if I'll do like a separate thing, but a whole bunch of people were blowing up my Twitter with all these like Mason questions. And I was trying to respond to all of them and Twitter kept like deleting. I would write out this huge long thing and then it would delete it again. So I just gave up. So maybe I'll just do a show and just go over all the top questions that I was getting and try and explain as much of the stuff as I've got from my research.
And also, we're going to be going over on Rumble and Twitter to cover Paranoid's information on the A word that I'm not going to talk about. And we're going to have Miriam back on so we can talk about a lot of other topics.
Awesome.
On the Rumble and Twitter. Thank you so much, both of y'all. Anything else, Paranoid?
Woo-woo.
Woo-woo. Much love. And God bless you.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Bye.
What up? It's Donut. The Illuminati comic dropped worldwide. Get your Illuminati comic today about the Bavarian Illuminati exposing the infamous secret society. It's a chit track Illuminati comic. Make sure to go back this project. We were fully funded in 3 minutes.
Learn about the full history of the Bavarian Illuminati. Adam Weishaupt, Alumbrados, Jesuits, Rosicrucians, Freemasons, and more.
We got early bird access today only. If you subscribe today, you get a massive discount anywhere in the world. The digital deluxe tier. Get the digital copy plus an add-on private video presentation. Get the black and white chit track Illuminati comic or get it in color. I mean, I would get it in color because this is banging. Learn all the secrets. And the Donut VHS box. Get the early bird special. This ends today. These sell out so quickly. Very, very popular. And it's the first time ever we're doing them worldwide with the Illuminati comic. Massive discounts today only. Click that link below. The Illuminati Street Team. Become part of the Street Team. Get a bunch of these comics and slang them. You can make a bunch of money. You can make your money back and profit. If you got a store, you can sell them out of your store, or just hand them out, leave them at the library.
join the Illuminati Street Team. Or if you a big baller like that and you want to be part of the Illuminati Yacht Club, that's for the big ballers right there who want to join the Illuminati Yacht Club. I mean, that's that official, like a referee whistle pledge right there. So click that link below. This is the Illuminati Comic. Sign up right now. Reserve your spot. Much love and God bless you.
That's right, it's the Illuminati comic from Donut and Paranoid American. Get yours now at IlluminatiComic.com.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.